Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Entertainment Tonight ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Tonight, the Nashville school shooting. How Melissa Joan Hart helped a kindergarten class to safety.
They were trying to escape the shooter situation at their school.
Then Jeremy Renner, his first interview after getting crushed by a snowplow.
I was awake through every moment.
Alongside the nephew he saved.
I didn't think he was alive.
I'd do it again.
Plus, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial continues. We hear testimony from her kids, but in unexpectedly strange fashion.
Okay, this is kind of weird.
And
what the hell are you doing? I'm not standing next to him.
I didn't do it.
Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler set the record straight on rumored roles. Is it true that this guy was really up to play Ross back in the day? Plus,
come and knock on our door.
Their plans to reboot Three's Company?
I'll take it.
E.T. starts now. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight. 2 days ago, we were rocked once again by another senseless school shooting in Nashville. Yes, we are here to bring you Hollywood news, but this all-too-familiar heartbreak affects every single one of us.
6 people dead, 3 of them children, all 9 years old. Families are in mourning, parents are terrified, and for the famous faces living in Nashville, the terror and tragedy hit way too close to home.
I'm just heartbroken for these families.
I have a friend in Nashville, so I knew of one of the little girls. And the thought that any of us could send our children and not get to hug them again.
Mm-hmm. My kids go to school right next to a school where there was a shooting.
Melissa Joan Hart, mom to 3 boys ages 10, 15, and 17, says she wound up aiding fleeing students.
All of a sudden I saw a teacher, this is the part I'll never forget. The look on her face just changed my life. So I got out of the car and I went and helped these children cross the street. Somehow I found out this was a kindergarten class, and this little girl looks at me and goes, what did she say? What are we doing? Or what's going on? Like, it was literally like a mama duck and her little ducklings like running across the street. 200 police cars had come. I mean, the sirens, it was just insane. It was the saddest thing I've ever witnessed.
We've been here a week.
In 2020, we visited Melissa at home just after she moved her family to Nashville, hoping for an exciting new chapter. Now she's reminded of the place and the other tragedy she thought she had left behind.
We moved here from Connecticut, where we were in a school a little ways down from Sandy Hook. So this is our second experience with a school shooting.
I went and picked the kids up immediately and they're home safe. What is happening in the world?
In tears, singer Jesse James Decker shared that her 3 little ones were at another school just 2 miles away. And former Olympian Shawn Johnson says she was just across the street when the chaos ensued.
Why is that?
I was really happy to see them.
This was the emotional reunion with her two kids after getting a call that their school was on lockdown.
Being a parent personally makes me feel like I've like fulfilled a purpose that I never knew I had.
And this dad, Jeremy Renner, is sharing his incredible survival story for the first time after he was run over by a 7-ton snowplow trying to save his nephew.
I heard that you had, in sign language, you said to your family, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
I chose to survive. You're gonna kill me. No way. I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Because it's going right at my nephew.
I just perfectly see him in a pool of blood coming from his head. When I ran up to him, you know, I didn't think he was alive.
Do you remember the pain?
Oh, all of it. Yeah, I was awake through every moment.
Is he awake?
Barely. Yeah, there's a lot of blood over here, so you got to get somebody over here immediately.
Moaning in agony on the frantic 911 call, Jeremy broke more than 30 bones, had 2 surgeries, and was hospitalized for more than 2 weeks.
And they're like, what's my body look like? Am I just going to be like a spine and a brain, like a science experiment?
The Avenger star discusses his future in the Diane Sawyer interview, airing April 6th on ABC.
Do you dream of doing those stunts again?
I've lost a lot of flesh and bone in this experience, but I've been refueled and refilled with love and titanium.
In this sweet birthday post to daughter Ava, who turned 10 yesterday, the 52-year-old says, your hugs and your love have healed me so incredibly fast. Jeremy's set to make his first public appearance April 11th for the LA premiere of Renovations on Disney Plus, renovating decommissioned vehicles to help communities in need.
I hope this demonstrates how easy it is to make a giant difference in other people's lives.
As for former MCU star Gwyneth Paltrow, she arrived to court carrying a $250 notebook/face shield to continue what has been called a, quote, blissfully ridiculous ski trial.
I apologize.
The defense is expected to rest their case tomorrow. Gwyneth's 2 children, Apple and Moses, didn't end up taking the stand. Their depositions were read out loud instead.
We're calling Peter as a fake Moses to the stand.
Okay, this is kind of weird.
When I skied over, I heard my mom yelling at the guy. Something along the lines of, what the f***? You just ran into me.
I said, you skied directly into my back.
She was not going to ski for the rest of the day, which she never does.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
So why the switch? Gwyneth's lawyer blamed scheduling conflicts, but it definitely shielded them from becoming memes like their mama. Over in L.A., Scandoval found its way to Superior Court. ET can confirm Raquel Leviss's restraining order against Vanderpump Rules co-star Sheena Shea has been dismissed, and Sheena left the hearing defiant.
This was all PR stunt from the beginning.
Raquel's rep tells ET she, quote, stands by her initial statement that Sheena punched her in the face. Meanwhile, Tom Sandoval is breaking his on-camera silence about his affair with Raquel.
Hindsight's always 20/20, man.
Tom revealed his biggest regret in cheating on now ex Ariana Maddox.
I think of all the things that you should have, would have, could have done. Yes, I could have handled things way better.
You think, Tom? Yeah, you could have. All right, now to the style scandal at the Murder Mystery 2 premiere that had Jennifer Aniston calling out Adam Sandler right in front of ET cameras.
What the hell are you doing? I'm not standing next to him.
Is it true that this guy was really up to play Ross back in the day?
No.
That's a very big possibility. Were you really up to play Ross? Were you? No. No. So there's your answer.
Now I'm very confused.
You said in an interview, I guess, that Schwimmer was nicer and taller.
Well, he is, but I know that wasn't real. I was just joking.
We loved hearing you guys on Drew Barrymore explore the idea of maybe doing a Three's Company remake.
That'd be incredible.
What do we have to do to really get that to go, like, the ball rolling?
On to the sweatshirted man.
I don't know if that's the one. That would be funny, I'm sure, if someone wrote a great script.
Depends on how everybody responds to this film. And if they enjoyed themselves and had a good time, Netflix will hopefully just say, yep.
In Murder Mystery 2, streaming Friday on Netflix, the big crime goes down at a wedding. But in real life,
Where does Jennifer Aniston hang out at a party?
Usually close to an exit.
Where do we find Jodie Turner-Smith at the party?
Dance floor.
Can Joshua hold step with you?
You know what? Josh cannot dance, but I love that he wants to express himself through movement anyway. Josh, I love you. It's not rhythmic.
How about him taking over for Michael Douglas's role in Fatal Attraction?
I can't wait to see.
You're talking about raising a biracial daughter and saying that, like, the universe was teaching you lessons.
Well, I mean, that's honestly the way that this is, like, pushing me, challenging me, making me sit with all the conversations I've ever had. I love that, and I love it. I love it so much.
And in New York, dad Nick Cage, out with wife Rico, revealed their six-month-old daughter August's nickname to Rachel Smith.
We call her Augie, yeah.
Daddy, what's your favorite thing about being a girl dad?
Reliving the experience of childhood, it brings it all back. She's singing really good songs. Well, naturally, it was about me. She went, ja, 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 unja, unja. I think it's a great song, and I'm going to steal it, and I'm going to get rich off my daughter's song.
Nick was twinning with me at the premiere for Renfield, out April 14th. The action comedy imagines how Dracula would fare in today's world.
Some call me the Dark One, others the Lord of Death.
You never broke character in between takes, is that correct?
That's not my recollection of the experience. Well, maybe it was because I had the fangs in my mouth and I sounded like Dracula.
It really was one of the most bizarre scenarios of my life. Look, glancing over and seeing Nick Cage dressed fully as Dracula. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Let's see.
Y'all get ready, because this transformation is something else. All right, now to our Texas-sized exclusive with Miranda Lambert. If I was a cowboy, Miranda gets candid on marriage in our latest installment of E.T. Certified Country.
He also calls me on my which I need.
Plus, is she joining the cast of Yellowstone?
They are clearly fans of yours, Miranda.
I know. Then,
show me some respect when you get home.
Singing with J-Hud and singing her boyfriend's praises, Reba reveals the food-inspired nickname he gave her.
Rex said, that's your nickname from here on out.
And Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel on their 20-year feud. How it started and why it will never end.
You ever going to kiss and make up with Kimmel?
No.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take care, T-C-B-R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That just makes me want to clap and tap and all those good things. Jennifer Hudson taking on Aretha once again alongside Reba McEntire on J-Hud's talk show. I love that so much. Reba also revealed, though, how she and boyfriend of over 3 years, Rex Lynn, came up with their nicknames over an appetizer menu.
So when we have tater tots, I went... And so Rex said, that's your nickname from here on out.
And what's his nickname?
Sugar Tot. Where are the tots?
The two tots. I love it. Now let's get to our little tater tot, Rachel Smith and Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square with more country music sweetness. Hey, girl.
Oh, yeah, Michelle. Well, now we're talking about Miranda Lambert and Brendan McLaughlin. They are going on 4 years of marriage, so what's their secret? Well, I caught up with Miranda in her home state of Texas for this Certified Country exclusive.
What do you just love about this man?
I love that he's supportive and kind and also calls me on my which I need.
How do y'all roll whenever you got your downtime? You're not in work mode. Do you like having quiet drinks at home or do you prefer to have a rowdy night out on the town?
We do a little of both. I mean, he's from New York City, so he loves a good night out. But, you know, a lot of times we just sit on the porch and have a beverage and chill and... Yeah. Listen to music. I mean, that's my vibe, and his vibe is going out, so we balance each other really well.
When Miranda is ready to turn up, she grabs a Lone River cocktail. We were on set as she shot a new promo for the brand.
Ready and action.
It started on a ranch by mixing tequila, soda, and lime. She's been somebody that I've just always been so inspired by, so it was kind of like a pie in the sky dream of could we ever work with her.
Another partnership we'd love to see, a Miranda cameo on Yellowstone.
They are clearly fans of yours, Miranda. They got some posters of Miranda Lambert up in the bunkhouse.
My baby posters. I was like 19 in that picture.
I know. You could pull a Lainey Wilson where like you're singing your songs. You're also, you know, doing a cameo on the show.
I've never been an actress. It's not my favorite thing. If I can play myself, which I am today, that's a little bit easier on me.
Well, our fingers are crossed for Miranda to mix it up with the Duttons, just like they are for Rachel McAdams' Mean Girls Return. Do you want to be in the movie?
I would never say no to Tina Fey.
Will the Mean Girls musical movie plans include the original Regina?
Stop trying to make Fetch happen.
And Rachel's newest role, bringing a Judy Blume classic to the big screen.
Coming to this as a mom was very different.
Then,
party, party, party.
Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks team up. How you can watch the new collab from home. Plus, Matt Damon finally gets his moment with Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm on the show! Yes!
But why their feud continues.
Gosh, he froze again. That is a shame.
Is he still stealing the neighbor's Wi-Fi?
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Matt Damon Jimmy Kimmel feud continued on Kimmel's show last night.
It would mean a lot to me if you would just like ask him one question about the movie. I can get him on the phone right now.
Hey guys, what's up everybody? I'm on the show.
How do you approach playing a real person compared to playing a fictional character?
You want to talk to the people around the person in the first.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. It seems like we're having a connection problem with the Wi-Fi.
The fake bad blood goes back almost 20 years to a joke Jimmy made on his show. After thinking it lacked A-list guests, he shouted out a random star's name.
Sincere apologies to Matt Damon. We ran out of time for him tonight.
We ran out of time.
You put a filter on me? You were such a child. I'm so sick and tired of dealing with your So why don't you take... Wait, am I a hot dog? Am I an actual hot dog right now?
Hey, I'd love to take a picture with you, but we ran out of time.
You know, this feud also gave us one of the great viral music videos of all time from Jimmy's ex, Sarah Silverman. I won't say the title, but I'll just say it's that good. Meanwhile, we do want to talk about Rachel McAdams, so let's say hello again to our Rachel. Rachel Smith, what a fun shoot for you, huh?
So much fun, Kev. I met up with Rachel and the cast of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Yes, the Judy Blume classic. It's making its way to the big screen. And yes, I took that 1,200-mile journey all the way to Judy's hometown of Key West, Florida, for a very special screening in some Mean Girls gossip from the OG, Regina George.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
We just talked to Amanda Seyfried. She said that all the OG plastics are game to come back for this new musical movie that Tina Fey is doing. So what's the latest? Are you game?
I would never say no to Tina Fey. Ever, ever, ever.
What message would you give to the new Regina George, Renee Rapp?
I don't think she can do any wrong. She's already got me beat with that voice. So I'm just excited to see her incarnation.
Before any potential Mean Girls cameos, Rachel McAdams stars in Judy Blume's film adaptation, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, about a young girl navigating the awkward years of adolescence in theaters April 28th. Abby Ryder Fortson, who you know from the Ant-Man movies, is in the title role. Rachel plays her mom and found inspo from her two little ones at home.
You know, you just remind yourself of what it was like to be that age. Yeah. And how hard it was. Your heart's walking out around in the world on the outside with no cage around it.
This book was first published back in 1970. This is the first time a novel of yours has been adapted into a feature film.
Well, I've gotten a lot of emails and calls from Hollywood.
So then why was it this one?
Because it was totally different.
We must increase our bust!
She actually taught us how to do the I must increase our bust thing correctly. Uh-huh. We were doing it like this.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So it's actually like this.
Oh.
We must increase our bust.
Y'all are just going to fall in love with Abby. She is the perfect gal to play Margaret. Well, still ahead, Country Legends Unite, Dolly Parton's new gig with Garth Brooks.
Well, I'm real excited. It's a big night.
Tonight's tech will help make your life a little bit easier. Check out our 60 Seconds of Steals with MorningSave.com and their ambassador, Amy Paffrath. First up, these JVC Marshmallow earbuds with charging case. These are waterproof and they feature voice assistant, dual microphones, and ambient noise cancellation for better calls. These have been essential for my marathon training. They're so comfortable. What's our steal? We've become close partners with JVC so that we can get great deals on quality sound equipment. We've seen these as high as $56, but today we have them for just $19.99. That's a 64% savings. That's amazing. Now, for this next item, if you guys don't have a charging station yet, you are missing out. They're worth every penny. You are so right, and today you're getting a 3-in-1 with the Adoro Power-Up Trinity Pro Charging Station. You can boost your battery life just by placing your smartphone, smartwatch, and earbuds on the platform, a handy feature that unburdens you from a mess of cords. What's our steal? We've seen this as high as $80, but today we have it for $29.99. That's a 63% savings. These deals are available while supplies last at MorningSave.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to ETOnline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, our Abby Lee Miller exclusive, the latest on her health struggles, love life, and thoughts on the Chrisleys in prison.
Do you think he can survive?
He's very bougie.
Do you think he can survive?
He is not going to be able to handle, like, the soaps and the towels. He's not.
All right, before we go, country powerhouses Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks have an announcement.
Are you ready for the party of the year, Garth?
You know I am, Dolly.
Let's party.
That's right. Dolly is back and Garth is her new wingman. The two will co-host the 58th ACM Awards in Frisco, Texas. It will live stream exclusively May 11th on Prime Video.
It's going to be going all over the world, so it's a big night.
Hey, could y'all recreate Islands in the Stream for the two of y'all? Please, just for me, Dolly and Garth, just for
that
me.
That would be magic.
That would be amazing.
See y'all.
Night, everybody.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Entertainment Tonight ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.